Hello, everybody. Oh, we got the commercial here.
Okay, some of you may think this is weird, but I loved it. I've been wanting to talk to a psychic medium for some time now, but never knew who to trust. I learned about Nancy Matz through a friend of mine and decided to take a chance and call her. I learned about my children, my job, and other fun mystical stuff. I was so impressed. She was right on with so many things. After talking to Nancy Matz, I walked away feeling great. Call her, 916-773-1657 or nancymatz.com. That's nancymatz.com.
Well, hello, everybody. This is Nancy speaking, of course. And that is Lisa, who worked for KFBK Radio in Sacramento, and she came as a client. So when I hear that, I have a nice feeling. She is a lovely lady, and the commercial was prepared for Coast to Coast AM. So I was, I'm really pleased to have that as my promo. So hello, everybody, and I know you know who I am. Our guest tonight is Candy O'Donnell, and I was on her show a few weeks back. And she's a lovely lady. I've known her for a lot of years. I'm not even sure how long, but for a lot of years, maybe you have a better sense of it. And she's here to do readings for you tonight. Now, I also want to say we have people in the chat room, and as we get going, we will acknowledge them. So do that. We have a lot of callers in queue. And I would like to say, if you want to call and get an answer, great. But when you're in the chat room, chat among yourselves. When you ask us to answer a question, we cannot give full attention to the people who are brave enough to call. So I think that's fair. So we have Bob and Caden, Angeli, I'm not sure, A-N-G-L-E-L-I-C-V-A, Mary Lou Who, One of a Kind, Paisley, Persones, I don't know, these names, you guys are so clever, I hate to mispronounce them, and Psychic Consultants. So Psychic Consultant, hello, One of a Kind. And let's have Candy introduce herself. Let her tell you about her books that she's writing and what she's a psychic medium, and tonight she wants to focus on spirit and fairies. Of course, if you have a relationship issue that you're just dying to know more about, I'd love to give you the floor. She's a lovely lady. So, Candy, why don't you speak for yourself, and then when you're done, let me know, and we'll start answering the calls, okay?
I sure will, Nancy. I believe that we have known each other, I want to say, somewhere between 10 and 15 years.
God, you're just age me, girl. I was from Sacramento originally, and I'm not positive where we even met, but I remember you talking to me about you starting, thinking about writing a book, and it's funny how you'll remember a moment. And I remember being questioningly thinking, well, why does this woman just get started? And I guess you jumped in and just got started, didn't you?
I did. I jumped right in. I was actually at a fair, and I went to you, and I felt like I was a mess. You know, I didn't know where to start, how to start. And you looked at me, it was like, you already have this within you, just pull it out. And I did, and voila. My first book that emerged was called Seeing with Psychic Eyes, and it has a whole lot in it. You know, it talks about...
Candy, turn up your volume just a little bit so that they can hear you a little clearer.
Okay, is this better?
The title real clear. Yeah.
Okay, the title of the book.
The name of your first book.
Yeah, it's called Seeing with Psychic Eyes. And it has, you know, everything from like psychic children to aliens, if, you know, folks are interested in that, to psychometry. And I asked a lot of questions to friends of mine who, you know, had experiences, you know, with all these different modalities. And, of course, my second book, I actually went back to you, Nancy, and I said, well, I'm thinking about writing a book about Atlantis, because I started having dreams about it, and I started having all of these, you know, I went to hypnotherapists, and so the book actually emerged soon afterwards. And that book is called Past Life Memoirs of Atlantis, One Person's Journey. And since then, I have written a few other books that are, they're fictional, more fictional in nature. So my latest book actually is on my website, which is www.candyodonnell.net, and it is actually a fictional Native American short story book called Plains Love. So I just graduated with my bachelor's degree in history, so I wanted to cut my teeth on, you know, something that had to do with what I did study. So, yeah, right now I'm just, I love my show, Literary Scribes. I see quite a few folks in the chat room who are chatting about it, and Naughty to Psychic Consultant to the Stars, and Paisley716. One of a kind. Thank you so much for answering that.
Yeah, my screen didn't show all of hers. All I could see was Psychic Consultant. Some of these names are so clever, but mm-hmm. they're not showing up all on my screen. So if I've massacred your name, I really apologize. You probably have some good, lovely soul. I see that's a new name in here. Mm-hmm. Give out your site one more time, and then if you have something you'd like to add about how you do readings and what you're going to specialize in tonight, and then we'll go to our first caller.
Okay. My website is www.candyodonnell.net, and it's how I read. I am a psychic medium. I am also an animal communicator and a psychic detective. So if you have any, the psychic detective part, a lot of people are unsure of how that works. I help find missing pets and humans, children, and adults who have gone missing. Very tedious work, and it will take a lot more time reading than what we have here. So I would really like to stick with, you know, reading spirits. If you have a garden, you like to talk about some garden fairies, because I know, Nancy Matz, you had asked me to give more detailed discussion about the garden fairies. And that is also in my book, too, Seeing with Psychic Eyes. So I go into great depth about, you know, fairies and how to communicate with them, and, you know, it's all fun.
Very fun. That's something that's not asked of me too often, is fairies in the garden, or, you know, the missing pet and the missing person is something, but fairies are very unique. I've seen a couple of odd-looking spirit people that I would call a fairy or gnome, but it's not something that I specialize in. So if you do, that would be very fun. Well, okay, again, I know we have some new people joining us in the chat room. Candy and I will be looking over at the chat room, but we wouldn't be fair to the caller if we answered your question. So we're going to keep the questions to the people who are brave enough to call in. So I have a new screen. Let's see what happens. Let's go to the first caller at 253 area code. Who are we talking to, please? Okay, so it didn't click on. Hold on, 253. Let's try it again. All right, here we go. 253 area code.
Hi.
The first in the queue.
Hi.
Who are we talking to?
Can you hear me?
Oh, you got...
Huh?
Hello.
Hi.
Who are we talking to?
Akana. Excuse me. My name is Allison.
Hello, Allison.
Hello,
well,
Allison.
Welcome to the show. Yes. What kind of question do you have for Candy tonight?
Oh, I've got a lot of big, big changes coming up. And you know what? Since she's a writer, and I'm also one, but that doesn't mean that I'm very, very, I would say more than blocked on the book that I've been trying to write. Let's talk about that a little bit. I'd like to hear whatever you might have to say about the at least the book at this point. I feel like I'm really stuck on it, and it's I know a lot of it has to do with circumstances in my life right now. So just like to hear what you have to say, though. Outside
Allison, point of view. Give us a flavor of the book. Is it a murder mystery or love? What is it about?
It's a fictional book. It's just a fictional book with, you know, XYZ characters, and I guess I would consider it, since I don't really know where the book is going yet, it's hard to tell you exactly what the plot, I mean, not the plot, but the, I guess there's going to be some sort of, yeah, there's going to be some sort of murder mystery quality to it, I would say, yeah.
That's what I Okay, Candy, what, can you help her with this?
Yeah, I sure can. Yeah. First thing I would definitely do is you seem to have a lot of irons in the fire at the moment, as you're saying. You know, you can't quite gather your thoughts together for this book. I would is how I write. Just a little tip that would really help you is try not to take on like maybe a whole chapter at a time. Take on maybe like one character at a time, and write just, you know, whether it's male or female, what they like, what they don't like, you know, and just start out that way. Because as you're beaten down on ideas, you know, about a certain character, it will give you more, excuse me, of a path of where this book should go. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I wanted to actually say before you started is I checked out your website even before you got on the show. So, and I copy pasted the suggestions that you had on the writing.
Yes.
Yeah. So I did do that, and I put those on. So
oh,
those
good,
on my. But
you're already ahead of the game.
I'm ahead of the game, but and I say that partly because I thought that they were great tips. But I don't really want a generic. I'm not saying that that's what you're doing. I really don't want a generic. You know, how to get past your writer's block. I am really, really stuck, and I've written, and there's probably hundreds of pages. Now, of course, it's only the first draft, and so a lot of it is just going to be, you know, distilled and tossed out accordingly.
Yeah.
But at this point, it's just, I just really wonder, I guess the question I really have beyond the book, in addition to the book, is when I leave, when I move, when I get out of this god-awful state that I'm in, and I don't mean mental state, I mean geographical state.
Okay.
Well, and I get a job, and I have my life sort of moving, flowing again. Is this going to have major impact in a positive way on the book? Is that where I'm going to find things starting to flow again?
I feel that you will, but I also feel that for some reason this book is going to take on a different direction for you.
Okay.
You're going to, like the path you've been going down, like you said, you kind of hit a block. I have this feeling it's going to take like a hard right in a whole different area that you're going to be like, wow, why didn't I think about that before?
Uh-huh.
You understand what I mean? Because once we start clearing our energy, like you said, you want out of the state, situation, you know, whatever it is, once you start clearing that particular site, your eyes are going to open to a whole gamut of a new, almost like a new reality for you. You understand what I'm saying with a book? Because I've done this before. I've had a block with a book, and I'm like, oh my gosh, and it really makes you want to delete it, just start over.
Yeah.
But you know, don't do that. Just sit on it, and once you get everything cleared out of your way, like I said, when you pick this back up, you're gonna want to slap yourself because you're gonna be like, wow, I can't believe that I did not think about that particular avenue before. But you need
really?
To. Yes, you're going to have to start clearing away, you know. To me, it's almost like fragments, you know. You've heard of psychic dust. I'm sure that Nancy Matt says, yeah, that's what I feel that you have. You have all this psychic dust that you just, it's almost like you want to blow it out. You want to get a vacuum and just suck it all out of your head. That way you can see clearer. But I do believe, you know, the reality is you will see clearer.
Uh-huh.
You'll have a better knowing of where you're headed with it.
Have you any hints what this hard right turn is going to? You know, I mean, just curious. You've got my curiosity piqued.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not.
One
the
more
only
minute.
Thing that I see is just a hard right turn. It's there's something with a female character that's gonna take a hard right turn, and it's and it's funny because I see it almost opening like a beautiful flower, and I see like a red. It's not a rose. Oh, my goodness. I don't even know what kind of a flower it is. But they're so, they have like a black center, a red flower with a black center. Maybe you guys might know what kind of flower it is. But that's what I see is going to happen. It's just going to open up so pretty, and you're going to be like, wow. You know, the readers are really going to be interested, you know, in what that, in the way that character is heading.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we need to go. Alicia, best of luck to you, girl. We got to get going.
All right, thanks
Thank
so
you.
Much.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. But remember, these
the callers, do remember that when we give an answer, listen, because you may be dealing with the same subject matter.
Exactly.
And when I was on Candy's show, I had a lady call in, and she asked a question, but she was very vague. And when I answered it, she wanted to spend a lot more time on air, and it wasn't what she wanted. So be very clear what your question is, okay?
Yes.
And then we can answer directly. So 516 area code. Oh, it worked. Hello there. Who's this?
Hello, ladies. How are you?
Hello, and what's your name?
My name is Tom.
Can you speak up, Tom?
Okay, how's this?
That's perfect.
Victor. And what state are you calling from?
The state of insanity.
Hey, it sounds like our state, Nancy.
516 area code. It's always fun to know where people are calling. It's just fun. So, New York. Oh, my. Well, that speaks for itself. All right, Tom, what question do you have for Candy tonight?
I'm wondering if I could ask a relationship question.
So ask your question, please.
Okay. I'm just wondering what she sees happening in my relationship with Lori.
Yeah, Nancy, can I get a little bit of help? Because this is definitely more your area.
Are you wanting to date this lady?
Am I wanting to do what? I'm sorry.
Are you in relationship with her now, or is it a position where you want to have it started?
I want to reestablish it. I'm working on that.
That's what I felt. Remember I said I felt like you were wanting to start it. She's distracted. I don't know if she's taken a step up in her life. If you do come back in her life, I'm going to say something that's kind of like, let her have the floor and talk about what she's about, because it seems like that's what she's about now, is herself.
Okay.
Have you seen that? What's new with her? Hmm?
I said, okay.
And I don't know the outcome of this. There's a lot of apprehension here. I wish I could say that Lori's going to come back in your life and you're just going to go forward and have it all wonderful. It's going to be a rocky road. It may take a while. If you haven't been on a date with her, it's kind of hard to see that. For some reason, I feel newness around her and new opportunities. I don't know if it's a new job or new house or something new. And it seems like she wants to deal with that. So if you get back in her life, give her time to work through this. Okay?
Yes, okay.
I don't know what I was talking about, Tom. Best of luck to you, sir.
Thank you very much, ladies. Have a great night.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
And okay, then we have a 503 area code. And who's speaking?
Hi, this is Elizabeth.
Great name,
Elizabeth.
Are you from, is this Oregon?
Yes.
Okay, how can Candy help you tonight?
Well, my ex and I just reunited after 10 years apart. He flew me across the country to be with him, and it's not quite working out. He's deciding he doesn't want me now.
What state did you come from?
I went from Oregon to Illinois.
Okay, so you're back home?
Yes.
Did he have a temper problem?
In the past? Not really, but lately, yes.
Yeah, it feels like he has a temper problem and anxiety level. There is minor health issues. It's almost like he's groping for his past, as though he's made so many mistakes that if he fixes it with you, he can fix his life. And it's not true. So I almost encourage you not to go back with him because he's broken.
Yeah, he is. We live together now, and he's starting to not come home at night and do all sorts of crazy things, getting dressed up, disappearing, and I think he's seeing someone else, and he just doesn't want to tell me, and this is the second time that he's broken my heart, and I just don't know what to do about it.
I kind of told you what to do. Don't waste your time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I agree.
Free will. You have to think it through. When you get off the phone, think what you are getting out of this.
And think about what you really want, too.
Absolutely. If you're not getting your life and you're unhappy, that is an answer.
Yes.
Yeah, he promised. He promised for a year that things would be fine, and I get here and it's not what it was, what it seemed.
He's, you know, without going in and spilling the beans on him, he's not necessarily a good boy.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of figured that. Okay.
In a nutshell, girl, I'm really sorry. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You need to have your life. You sound like a young person. You need to get on
yeah.
and live your life out.
Okay, thank you.
All right, sweetie. Okay.
You're getting some tough ones.
And now we're going to go to 404 area code.
Oops.
Okay, there we go, 404. The screen just shifted, and I went, oh, okay. All right,
yes.
There you are, and who is this?
Monique.
Monique, hello there, dear. What do you have for Candy tonight?
I was wondering if, Candy, if you can look into my situation with a really close friend of mine.
Okay.
There seems to be something strange going on there. I'm not exactly sure.
Is this close friend of yours male or female?
Female.
I feel like you're very uncomfortable. It's almost like a sandpaper type relationship.
Mm-hmm.
That I really don't see too much trust there on your part. You look at her and you're like, can I really trust you? It's like I can see the wheels turning in your mind, and
mm-hmm.
you're really wondering, you know, does she really mean what she says?
Mm-hmm.
That's and to me, all these are little red flags. You know, and as a friend, you have to make the choice. Can you deal with all these little red flags constantly popping up, or do you continue, you know, pretending like you don't see them? You understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I would. I can't tell you what to do, but I have been in this situation before, to where I saw the little red flags. You know, sometimes I've ignored them. Sometimes I actually acted upon them and just said, you know, this is not healthy for me. I just can't do this anymore. I cannot, talk to you anymore. It's just too overwhelming, you know. And I feel like you're very sensitive, and you're feeling what is going on, you know, with her. You know that the friendship is just, it's not healthy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All righty. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I've come up with a statement, and the statement is, who has the power and where is the need? I just
mm-hmm.
added that for this young lady. She's in some kind of discord in her life, and it seems like the friend has the power in the relationship, but
mm-hmm.
she has the need for this friend. And I'm going to say, look at who you are. What is your need to have her in your life?
Yeah.
Clearly, she's abusing and hurting you in your relationship with her.
Exactly.
That's really tough. And so we're going to 626, and it just clicked off. Hold on, there you are. Well, this screen just jiggles about. 626, is this Frank speaking?
Yes. Hello, Nancy.
God, I don't know how I can remember your phone number. Hey, guy.
How you doing?
Scares me sometimes. Hello there. What do you have for Candy tonight?
Yes. I'm basically still involved in my legal issue. I have a trial date now. Starts August 22nd.
Wow. What's your question, please?
Yeah.
I'd like to know what the energy is around the trial date, and it's supposed to end by the 26th of August. Any messages of the outcome?
What days? I don't know how they do things like that ahead of time.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Sometimes those are they're tough to see. Right now I see it's like on a teeter totter. It's kind of leaning one way, but then again it can go the other way. You know, I'm not really seeing a precise decision. The one thing I will tell you, Frank, is throw all your positive energy at it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I would do. I've dealt with another friend of mine who had all this. I'm like, just throw as much positive energy as you can at it, you know, because a lot of times, you know, it can go either way.
Well, Frank, this has been going on for 3 years, hasn't it?
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, it has. It's between changing of counsels to working on myself, and anyway, but I've it's changed my life 180 degrees.
Hi. If I ever come to California, Southern California, you're going to have to meet up with me because you've spent a lot of hours. My little tidbit that's going in here is I know it's a sister that's going after you, and they're coming in with some pretty flagrant and flimsy pieces of paper. And I think what they're doing is kind of come in as bullies. So I would tell you probably already know that. And I pick it up. It seems like I see a woman and a man coming after you or trying to win this case. So I don't know if you have another person involved or it's her husband. But I feel like it's pretty flimsy. So I really want you to go in and stand tall and be positive and get a new haircut.
Oh, yes. Yes. They refuse to give us any documents, any discoveries, and so many words to go fly a kite. I ain't got nothing.
Well, that's because they don't have strong evidence. That's why I said it's flimsy. And,
yes.
And they, by law, have to give that to you. So, you know, Bonnie has been in law for years, and she told you that discovery is very important. In fact, that's a whole case by itself, and you could go up and get the judge there, have an appeal come in and say, you know, we're not going to trial unless we get our paper. And if they don't do it, then we've won the case. Put a dead end date to it. You have to have a show. They can't have a trial without telling you what they're going to proceed with. Okay?
Yes.
Check that out.
Okay.
All right, dear. Best of luck to you.
Thank you so much, Jesse.
Bye. Oh, it turned off. Great. I'm learning. Here we have Skype. Hello, Skype. Who's this?
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, yeah, I had you on speaker.
You have to speak. We're not mind readers. And who is this?
Yvette, calling from California.
Hi, Yvette.
Oh,
how are you?
Yvette. I'm pretty good. I'm going through some interesting stuff, and I think it's more like frustration, and I know I'm moving through crap and stuff, and good stuff is, I know, on the horizon, but I kind of feel like I know I'm moving, but I don't. I mean, you know, it's one of those things where I'm not moving fast enough, but I know I'm moving, and, you know, you want to create a life, and things are just it's not really at a standstill, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's almost like
you're running as fast
crawl.
As you can.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're running as fast as you can. And
exactly.
Sometimes when you run fast, you don't see the forest for the trees. Don't overlook something. Candy, why don't you put in what you're picking up?
Yeah, I feel like you are exactly where you need to be. Don't rush it because then you're going to really, really mess it up. Been there, done that.
Right.
Just keep going the way you're going. Something's going to break for you, you know, and then you're going to be able to run again. So
okay.
Just hang on, okay? Just hang on, please.
Yeah, I am hanging on. I have
enjoy
the courage
time.
And the will.
And one thing I see, enjoy this time. Just kind of sit back and just watch the world go by.
Okay.
Until you start running again.
Okay.
Okay.
Anything else in that?
You have a break coming in this in 2 weeks or 2 months?
Great, great, great. Is there love in that?
Is there a break, a turning point, 2 weeks or 2 months out?
Oh,
thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, girl.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Sometimes we see numbers, but we're not positive.
Yeah, I wasn't really seeing how far. You know what? I kind of was getting that it would depend on her. You know, if she wants to continue, like you said, to run in that quicksand, then it's going to take a little bit longer.
I don't think it's all in her control. I think she's waiting for an end result to happen. Are you there still, girl?
We all do.
Oh, I'm still here.
Okay.
We all
that
do
true?
Try
not
to wait
in your
for that end result.
I'm not sure if, like, yeah, there is a result. I mean, I've been putting, you know, I've been working on myself and been doing some workshops and doing a lot of clearing, and I just feel like, I know good things are happening or about to happen. There's, like, you know, spiritual, like, evidence of that. But I feel like, I'm like, it's like the obvious, like, the energy shift. And you feel like, I'm in this world, thank God I'm here, I'm grateful. And then I'm in, like, situation, like, I work at this job, and I'm grateful I have a job. And it's like, but I know this is not where I'm supposed to be anymore, you know, energetically.
Mm-hmm.
I know, like, energetically, it's like, it's time to move on to something else, but it's like, what is the next opportunity? I don't know what it is yet because it's just like, I don't want to make a lateral move just to make the move. I want to do something that my heart is propelled to do and connect with the people I'm supposed to connect with.
Yeah. Can I add one thing? You
go
feel
ahead,
like a healer to me.
I am a healer.
Okay. Well, and I don't know if you have been, you know, through any Reiki classes or, you know, something similar, but that's what I feel for you. To
okay.
really kind of, you know, I think that that is the lateral move that you're looking
okay.
for. I really
okay.
do. 'Cause you're, mind you, I see you healing, but it's funny because as you're talking, I see you telling people what you're seeing. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah, and I mean you're damn good at it.
Thank you.
You are. So that's what I suggest for you.
Okay.
Okay? Luck, girlfriend.
Thank you.
Bye bye. And then we have a caller coming in who's. Oh, it says Mary Lou Who. Oh, didn't go on. Hold on, Mary Lou. There it did.
She's in the chat room too.
Hi.
Oh, yeah, I thought I saw the name in there. Are you a Doctor Who follower, or you just put Who as a commentary to your first name?
I have a long last name.
Ah,
oh, okay.
And people say Who.
Ah, that Doctor Who series. I started watching that in the 80s, and every time I see the word Who, I think of Doctor Who. So, but anyway, hello, and what state are you calling from?
Louisiana.
Louisiana. So what can we do for you tonight, Mary Lou?
Okay, here's my question. I have a friend that I feel like I've known for many lifetimes.
Wow.
And I find it very weird. And it's male, and it's strange to me. I'm wondering, what is the purpose of this, and is it going anywhere?
Kat, do you want that, or you want me to
answer
it?
Yeah, well, the first thing that I feel is, You two have met up again to tie up any loose ends. Basically, that there was some extra karma that you guys needed to tie up. I do not see it really, you know, venturing off into a relationship. I see more of a friendship, like you help him, he helps you, that type of thing. You know, but just like a tying off of some extra ickies. Do you get anything, Nancy?
He has more dynamics in his life that he'll have to work through, where you may be settling things and getting more comfortable with who you are. So I don't see this as a perfect match in this lifetime, even though you're friends. It could continue in the next lifetime. The lifetime that I see you, you are warriors. And it's almost like I see you on a battlefield as friends or comrades doing a battle. And I think that that's okay. I don't know why why would I get that? But that's the era that you come from. Do you associate yourself with that kind of battlefield anxiety? Or do you have dreams about it? Or has he mentioned it? Do you know?
Nope.
Okay, ask him. If he doesn't believe in this stuff. But I see you as battling. And so you might be an aggressive or strong push of a person. You know who you are. And he's still struggling with himself. So I see you as a male soul, even though you're a woman's body. And he's a male soul, but a sensitive one, and he's doing battle again in this life.
Yeah, I also see her gardening, too, in a past life.
Gardening now.
Could be another life.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a totally different life, but you loved it. I can see you raking it and just tending to it and talking to your plants and saying, oh, you're so beautiful, you will grow nice and big so I can eat you.
Oh, my gosh. How funny. That's great. That's great. Well, best of luck to you and your friendship, okay, Mary Lou?
All right, thanks.
You're welcome.
Thank you a lot, ladies. Good night.
You're welcome. Good night.
Good night. And then I'm clicking on 408 area code. And who's this speaking? Hello, 408.
Nope, they're not there.
There you are. Hello. We can't hear you. Got to speak up. I barely heard you. 408 area code with a 600 prefix. Are you there? Well, Candy?
I'm here.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
Here.
Well, we thought we heard you.
You did not know your phone number, huh? Who's this talking?
Okay, I guess I wanted to know, what do you ladies pick up for me moving forward in the love department?
And what's your first name?
Veronica.
Oh, Veronica.
And what state is 408, Veronica?
It is Silicon Valley, Northern
California.
California.
Yep, she's definitely in California.
Are you still with this man that you've been dating?
No, I broke up with him because it was too much up and down, and I just figured it was better to get off the crazy wheel before it was taking more of my time, and I really want to be in a fulfilling situation. I think I am ready for it, so that's why I had to call it quits. So that's what I am right now. That was back in September.
I feel really good with that. How did he feel about you breaking up? Did he also see that this was wearing you both out?
No, my impression is that he's very addicted to drama, and therefore
he doesn't know you guys have really broke up. His life force is all around you. So I want you to make it real clear to him that you have decided that you want to go on, that you're not in this relationship with the full intent of making it permanent. Own it. Don't put it on him. And I feel like he could be aggressively trying to get back to you, and I want you to stop it before you find somebody else. Candy, what would you like to say to this?
You know, I do see someone coming for her, but
the time frame
is around about 4 months.
Oh.
So you need, okay. I feel like you need to kind of brush away some extra, you know, unneeded energy that you have right now that is kind of blocking that. And just, I don't know why, but right now I see you kicking up your heels. Will you go party,
yeah,
sister?
I'm with this guy. She needs to be done with him. I kind of feel like think that he's done with her.
Yeah, I think if she goes out with some girlfriends and just, you know, has a fun time and just don't even think about him and tell him goodbye. Yeah, he's no good.
I have, and he seemed very pleased with the situation. I mean, part of it because he, like I said, he has so much drama in his life, and I feel he emotionally disconnected completely and dropped the ball all the way through, and it wasn't what I wanted. I mean, I want to go to the movies. I want to go dancing. I want to make plans for dinner. I want to go to the theater. I mean, I want to have a real life, a real mm-hmm. fulfilling situation. And because he's always dealing with the car, the ex-wife, no job, there is always something. It's too much drama. I can't. I mean, I just can't. And I don't want to sound selfish or something, but
you're not about
really
drama.
It's
not your thing. You're past that. You're like, forget it, I'm done.
Not the way I see it is you do preventing situations. If you see that the car needs oil, then you put it oil. You don't wait for the car to break down.
Exactly.
You start doing something. So we're just different in our lifestyles. That's why I left, and I'm not mad at him or anything. I think we're okay. But, you know, that's been a while, and I do want to go out. And unfortunately, I don't get as much of an opportunity to get asked out by people that I will consider worth my time to. So I guess I'm hoping that will change soon. And that's why
Good for you, ladies.
Yes, definitely.
When this fella calls you back, don't go out with him or even be friends with him, okay? Because even though you say you broke up with him and he's okay with that, his life force is all around you, and I want you to shake it off, okay?
Okay.
All right, sweet, and good luck to you.
And you said in 4 months, you said that you saw me meeting somebody. Is it going to be
around about four months. yeah. Start moving out some of that old energy.
Okay. Any advice on what exactly that has prevented me or I have manifested this type of not ready for a committed situation people around me? I mean, is there anything that I am attracting? I mean, subconscious, maybe. I do feel that we create our own reality, so I'm not feeling like a victim of circumstances. But is there anything that I'm doing that maybe I can change to create a different scenario?
I feel like that when you start walking away from people like him, you will start opening yourself up to better opportunities.
Okay. So I made the right move.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Best of luck to you. You sound like you're really going to get what you want.
Yes.
Talk to this girl. All right.
Bye-bye.
Oh, whatever you guys are drinking, put it on me.
We are drinking coffee.
I'm drinking ice water.
And very diluted
there
coffee.
You go.
I just want some hot. Yeah, I don't drink. So thank you for the nice comment, though. Okay, 408.
Thanks.
And now we're going to go to a Skype as soon as the screen jumps again. Let's see if this
hello.
Works. Well, hello. And who are we speaking to, please?
Hi, yeah, my name is Brandy.
Bernice?
Brandy.
Hi, Brandy. Where are you calling from?
From Texas.
Ah, welcome. Hello, and what
Texas.
Is your question?
Yeah, I was just curious what y'all could see coming up in the romance department.
You sound young. Are you in your 20s or 30s?
Mid-30s.
Mid-30s, you have a young voice. Go ahead, Candy.
Actually, I was going to toss it back to you.
Have you just been dating a brown-haired man?
Yes.
Yeah, so is he still in your life?
Yeah, but I'm not sure where that's going.
I'm not either. I see a light-haired man, a dark blonde coming your way. He'll be a lot more fun. And he only feels like he's within a couple weeks to a couple months. It's like you're holding on to a relationship that's not given what you want from it. And I think you're already frustrated and not sure how to deal with it. And I would say don't. Just back away. And be gentle about it. If he doesn't call and he's not in your life and he's not paying attention, just go away. Okay? Are you dead there? I lose you? Texas?
Oh, it sounds like it did. Sounds like the call was lost.
Yeah,
bummer.
That's been happening. You know, we do have some storms happening. Hopefully, young lady, you heard. So I think we lost it just as I started the answer. So we're going to go to 519 area code. Okay, that didn't click. So hold on, 519.
Okay.
Oh, there you are. Okay,
hi.
Who's this?
Hi, this is Jennifer in Canada.
Hi,
hello,
Jennifer.
Hi, ladies.
So how are we going to help you tonight?
Well, I was wondering, I had some training as a healer, and I haven't really been doing it a lot lately, more because I just the opportunities haven't been presenting themselves. Do you see any outlets for me to continue to do this healing that I spent so much money on taking the course? Hate to let
now,
it go.
I'm kind of curious.
Away.
I'm curious. Are you telling Candy and I that you're not in a community where there's work opportunities?
There are work opportunities for healers. I suppose that's not my line of business. I was doing it, you know, absent healing and that sort of thing for people. But I would love to be able to do it in a spiritualist church, but we don't have one in this town either. So.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Wow. Where in Canada are you located? I'm just curious.
Pardon me?
I was asking. Where at in Canada are you?
I'm in Windsor. It's
Windsor.
Southern Ontario.
Okay. The first thing that I'm picking up is I see you starting up your own, you know, healing business, but I see you working on friends and family to kind of start that up and start bringing in some clients. And I do see that there will be an opportunity for you to work, you know, in a building, whether you will own the business or work alongside others, you know, who are practicing, you know, either psychic or healing or, you know, what the case may be. I would definitely start by doing that, you know, like call over some friends and start working on them just to kind of, you know, as we used to say, get our motors revving, you know, because I've noticed that when, like with myself, if I don't heal for a while, I feel like, you know, the cobwebs have set in and I need to kind of practice, you know, on friends. But I would go that direction. Like you said, you spend a lot of money doing this. I feel like that it's your calling. You need to do it.
Yeah, but I also find, too, like the last few times that I did do it, I couldn't go in and do the healing like I normally do. It was more of me having to tell them, okay, here's what you have to do for yourself, and really just writing some sort of spiritual prescription for them, be it a book or be it, whatever it is that they needed to do, but will I be able to go back in again and be able to actually do the healing myself, or is this just the way the world is changing where people have to heal themselves?
It sounds like that you're getting a specific, you know, like you said, prescriptions for these people to fix themselves. You know, I'm the same way, and when I do healings, I do the same thing. Oh, well, you need to do this, you need to do, you know, it's almost like I feel like I'm telling them what to do, you know, because sometimes when people, they come to you, they really don't know what they're looking for, you know, but for some reason they saw you across the room and they felt like they needed to come see you, you know, and if you need to, you know, psychically or, you know, through your healing, you know, tell them, hey, this is what you need to do, then I feel like that's the way you're going to be heading, you know. You do have some, you know, intuition in there. Utilize it. You know, you will be a benefit to them because they feel lost. They really don't know which direction to go to. You understand what I'm saying?
I do. You know, I do feel that people are drawn to me. They don't know why, and I do feel
beacon,
that they're looking for some direction. Yeah, they are looking for direction.
Yes,
so.
And that's your job. You give them that direction, and don't feel bad about it. And be a little harsh if you have to. I am.
Okay.
Seriously, you know what? I used to use the F word, and one time I offended this lady, and I looked at her, and I said, if I would not have used that word, would you have understood what I said? And she shook her head. And I said, okay, you don't, you know, this lady, she never heard. I mean, she was so against, you know, that word, but I had to use it to, you know, almost impale her with the information. And it did.
Funny.
It worked. You know, you have, and that's the whole thing, is that people want to, you know, oh, don't offend, don't do this. Well, you know what? Sometimes you have to offend to get them to understand, you know, the bog that they're in, because they're blind. They don't see, you know, what they're doing to themselves. They, you know, it's almost like, you know, when you're on the outside looking in, you see it better, especially you. I feel like your psychic, you know, sight is really, really going to come on. I mean, you're going to be like 20/20.
Well, it's funny because I did do a psychic party last night, and I thought, and I'm pulling cards for people, and I'm like, okay, these are got to be the worst cards I've ever pulled for a group of people before in my life. What are these people doing?
Mm-hmm.
It was hard to put a positive spin on any of it.
But see, you can't sugarcoat anything, because if you are, is what you're doing is you're dipping a piece of poop in sugar and saying, here you go.
Yes.
There you go. There's your reading. It's just, it smells like poop. It is poop. You want to eat it? You know, and that's the one thing that drives me crazy that psychics do nowadays. I do not sugarcoat anything. And if you want to sugarcoat
just
it, don't
minute.
Come to me. Yeah.
Just
definitely.
Got to keep going.
You keep
well,
going when you're going.
Anyway.
Yeah.
All right, girlfriend.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Good luck.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
And wait a minute. Okay, there we are. The operation is timed out. I'm not sure what that means. I hope I didn't get disconnected. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, let's. Operation has timed out. Oh, man. Let's hope I didn't get knocked off here. And 206 area code? Let's see here. I'm not sure what's happening here. 206 area code?
Yes.
Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yay! How are you ladies tonight?
We're doing well. How are you?
Well,
fine,
we're trying
thank
to...
you.
Let's have a question. We only got about 12 more minutes.
Okay. My question has to do with career and if my new business is going to launch to really good success.
Do you have your website up yet? Does it have red or oranges on it?
I'm working on it right now, and it's kind of got, like maybe kind of red, brownish hue to it.
I feel like it's really going to be good. Do you have a blonde partner, or are you the blonde?
I'm not blonde, and I don't have a partner.
See, a woman coming in is going to help you with your business, and she's true blonde. So allow her to come in. What's your product?
I do coaching.
Well, good for you.
Life coaching.
Go ahead.
Candy, you have a question?
Yeah, I was going to say, I see the same thing, Nancy. Dead on, 100%.
It feels like you, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, we lost a little girl in Texas. She's waiting for us to get to her. South and east and south of you is a community where you're going to connect with. And I feel very positive with this. So whether that's where you have your office or you're going to click into a group, it feels like a good way, like the little lady from Canada, start out with groups and welcome them to this new idea you have, because it feels like you're coming up with ideas that need to be shared to groups. So promote yourself as in giving parties. And you're not there to fix all the woes as much as give them tools so they can fix themselves.
Okay.
Yep.
Does that make sense
to
you?
Great. Yes. Actually, yeah, that's pretty much the basis of coaching, is to, yeah, help people.
Oh, okay. Life coach. Okay. But it feels like you're going to be able to do that. Make it, this is very familiar to me. So I would start out by giving treasure map parties.
Okay.
You got that, right?
See, yes, how I no, I've been thinking about like doing something like that.
Okay, that's great. You're going to be successful. All right, girlfriend. Good luck
to
you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello there, Brandy.
Hi, sorry about that. I don't know what happened.
Well, the problem is I can't remember exactly what it was you were talking about.
Yeah.
You asked if there was a dark-haired guy that I was seeing, and I am. And then you said you saw someone else coming in, and then it dropped.
Yeah, there's a lighter-haired man coming. And it feels like this fellow is not playing you as much as he's not paying attention to you. Sometimes we have to go on to get people's attention.
Exactly. You're so right.
Okay? So that's how I want you to play this out. I want to make sure you've got on. But I'm going to let you go because we only have about 6 more minutes, and I need to get to the other callers.
But,
with that,
the dark-haired guy, he is interested. Is that what you're saying? And just so I can clarify.
He's not disinterested, but he's not making you a priority.
Okay.
And you have to kind of go on to get his attention, or you're going to be happy with somebody else.
Gotcha.
Okay,
thank
sweetheart.
You.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Okay, so 613 area code. And who's this, please?
Yes, my name is Liz. I'm calling from Ontario, too, like the other one.
Hello.
There.
Hello.
Yeah, I have a question. My oldest daughter seems to be very, very tired. She's applying for another job right now. Is it going to work? Because it's starting to worry her, and she never had problems before when she wanted to make some kind of move in her career. And right now it's taking quite a bit of time. And
wow, that's tough.
Yeah, it is
go
tough.
Go ahead, Lee. Candy, do you have an answer on that?
Yeah, I was just feeling the same thing. I'm having difficulty understanding her because I hear every other word she's saying.
Oh, okay.
I feel like your daughter is working under a lot of duress, as though she's getting emotionally beat up with everybody at work. So she's trying to find other jobs, but her attention is not 100%. My first indication is that she's tired, not sick, but she needs to see a doctor anyway because she's very drained. And my feeling is that she has problems at work, and they're emotionally crippling her. So she's trying to get a better job, but she's doing it under duress, and so she's not putting the best foot forward.
Okay. Okay.
Got it?
Yeah. And do you see her being able to move somewhere else soon, or the kind of drainage is going to be on
for a while? I feel like there's something within the complex where she's at. And I feel like before 2 months, it almost like two doors down, kind of like around her. So you need to apply where she's at.
Okay. Did she apply? She told me last week she has applied for in a place where that she almost sees from the window where she is there. Is that the place where she's going to get the job?
Well, it's close by.
Okay.
Feels, close by, but I wouldn't know if it's in the building or next door. Okay?
Okay. And is it something that she's applying
for? Well,
we have to go on.
We have no time. So good luck to your daughter, okay?
Yep.
Thank you, sweetie.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, one last call, 770 area code. Oops, hold on.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you there? Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, there you are. Hello, dear. Who are we talking to?
Hi. Hi, this is Pam calling from Georgia, and I'm calling to see if you guys are picking up on when I will meet someone new as far as relationship is concerned.
Well, your heart is telling me it's hungry for a relationship, and I feel like within a light-haired man, you know, I'm sensing this man may have some hair loss. What age group are you in?
I'm in my 30s.
You know, this man, unfortunately, feels like he has very thinner hair. So allow a man to come in. I wouldn't date anybody more than 10 years older than you. So maybe you just need to have somebody pay attention to you. Candy, what are you picking up, girl?
Yeah, I'm picking up within 3 months. She's going to meet this particular person. I feel like she's going to meet one gentleman beforehand, but he's going to kind of be in and out. But yeah, the one that I was picking up similar to what you were saying, Nancy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 5'10", medium build, light hair, parts of one side, but it's thinner on top. And I've seen young people with light, thinner hair, but in my world, I see success in relationships if there's not more than 10 years difference. And your heart is hungry for romance, but remember, just because you want romance, make sure they're emotionally healthy people, okay?
Yes, I understand.
All right, sweetie. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I tell you, dating is a full-time occupation for sure.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm not doing it anymore.
Us married ladies, huh? But we were dating.
Yes.
I was married 21 years, but single 13. And I suspect I've had every dating relationship. Maybe that's why we have to be single to understand what people go through. We have less than 2 minutes, Candy. I'd like to have you give out your website again, and thank you for being a guest.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. It has been a blast. My website is www.candyodonnell.net. I am a published author, and I give a little bit of writing tips on my website, and you can find me pretty much anywhere. I go by Candance O'Donnell. I am also at Literary Scribes in the chat room. If anybody has ever seen me pop in and out of many shows throughout Blog Talk Radio, I love many of the shows that are out there. Thank you, Nancy, so much for having me on.
Oh, I'm tickled, and I've been very fortunate. I've been invited to many shows, and Candy has been asked me to get on. And my sister and I will be catching up and doing some shows coming up here. We're having more guests. Bonnie's been very involved with the job search, and she's had trouble with the computer. Then she has a couple of cats that kept eating her computer phone lines. It was craziness. I tell you, up there in Seattle, the kitties all stay indoors. So they got bored, and she had one cat after another. She had a couple of wires just kept disappearing and it chewed up. So unfortunately, but she's getting it all fixed. PsychicSistersTalk.com, and then my line, and then my website, NancyMatz.net, leads to all the other websites. And Bonnie is opening up and doing some readings. So if you want to connect, go to PsychicSistersTalk.com. And thank you, everybody. And we're just about off the air, and we'll talk again. Thank you, Candy.
Oh, thank you, Nancy.
Okay, good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Bye.